Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Hello, everybody. Good morning and welcome to the United Stands. I'm Mark Goldbridge and this is your latest Manchester United transfer news as Manchester United are in talks for Emi Martinez. This is coming in from credible sources, but there's a big but. Is it going to be a here we go or is it just a little bit more spin? Because I've got to say I've been naughty. I've been bad this morning, or have I? There's a bit of spin coming out from The Athletic about Wilcox and what a great job he's doing. Wonderful Wilcox. I put a tweet out this morning saying, but for all the positives, there's massive negatives. You're the problem with this fan base. You're a C-U-N-T. This, that and the other. Toxic Friday. Well, look, bring it on. I don't care. I'm not bothered. If you're happy that Man United have just had their worst ever Premier League season, if you're happy that Manchester United are in their worst ever position, and if you're happy that we've actually only bought one player and sold nobody, and you want to knock one out to a PR piece in The Athletic, then that's up to you. But I'm not going to sit here and say it's wonderful. I'm not. Oh, wonderful Wilcox and an amazing year at Man United. No, he's got to do a hell of a lot better. And if you want that debate, let's have it. Because if I'm the biggest problem in the football club for calling bad performance out, you're the biggest problem in the fucking fan base for not just sitting there like a bloody sheep, bearing, going, bah, bah, everything's great. Everything's great. You might want to check the league table. You might want to check the Europa League final. You might want to check the last 12 months. You might want to check the debt. You might want to check the players we've already missed out on. You might want to check where we are in the queue. You might want to check how easy it is to sell players. Don't fall for the spin. Middle of June, drop a piece. I guarantee you, if I went back last year, the year before that, I remember these articles about Murta. It's client journalism and it exists. Do a positive piece about us and we'll get you an interview on the tour. It's how it works. If you can't see that, that's not my problem. And let's be honest, it's not just me, is it? I was talking to Tony from Webby and O'Neill about this on Monday. He shares exactly the same views. Too many of our fans sat there waiting to knock one out to some transfer news instead of looking at the realities of how badly the football club's been run over the last 12 months and were hiding behind open goals. Oh, Cunha's signed for Manchester United. Well, we are the biggest bloody club in England. You know, we're not Wrexham. We should be signing these players. What do you want them to be? Bloody grateful. Come on, the standards are on the bloody floor. On the floor. Anyway, we'll talk about that if we've got time, and I'm sure we will do. But let's hit the news. Manchester United are in talks with Emi Martinez. Fabrizio Romano time. So, breaking news last night. Initial contacts have taken place for Emi Martinez. He's ready to say yes to Manchester United. What's going on? What's going on? What is going on? Why is Fabrizio Romano saying that? I think it's... Well, look, it's encouraging, isn't it? I mean, look, some people will say he was saying this about Gyökeres a week ago. Look, Gyökeres could still happen. We're not here to talk about Gyökeres. The reality is, I'm quite interested by this because We've always been talking about information coming out of the club since March about Amorim doesn't want Anana. And what we had this week was, I think, in The Athletic and in the Manchester Evening News, Anana's going to stay. But that's not because Amorim wants him to stay. That's not because Wilcox wants him to stay. That's because Anana's got the power to stay if he wants to stay. But how do you get rid of somebody? You get rid of somebody in a workforce or in a relationship by finding somebody else. If you're married and you don't want to be married anymore, and you come home from work with somebody else and you go straight to the bedroom, your partner's going to get the message that something's not right. You know, they've cooked you a lasagna and chips and you're upstairs getting some other food. So look, in a work sense, if you've got somebody that's underperforming and they won't go, but you replace them, then suddenly pride is going to kick in, or common sense is going to kick in that, hey, hold on a minute, I'm being moved out here. I'm getting humiliated. I need to wise up. So it is interesting. And I think what the big story around this Martinez story is PSR and FFP. Aston Villa did this last season with Douglas Luiz. So they weirdly, and I don't agree with this, they have to sell even though they do well. So they qualified for the Champions League last year. They had to sell to comply with PSR. They've had a good season this year. They've got to sell to comply with PSR. It's stupid. It's, you know, I don't even know why you'd bother doing it, considering Man City might not even get done for it. So, yeah, look, apparently we've got 10 days left. Breaking news. There's only 10 days left in June this year. It's the 20th of June. On the 30th of June, the month ends. The football financial year ends. So the story is that Villa need to cash on somebody in the next 10 days. Now, if you remember last year, I can't remember who the player was. Maybe it was Branthwaite. There was a player last year where we thought we were going to do this. Nicholas says Martinez had missed the first three matches. We'll talk about that in a moment. But then, can't you remember last year, Chelsea, Everton, Newcastle and Villa started doing this. Let's pay. And look, nobody's ever revisited that, because that's how naive and basic modern football journalism is. A year ago, teams like Villa, Everton, Newcastle, Chelsea were selling each other players we've never heard of since for 20 million quid. You know, some young player that goes for 20 million quid. We've never heard of them again. They don't get picked because they're just kids. It was a scam and nobody wants to talk about it, but it was a scam. It wasn't a scam. I take that back. It wasn't a scam. It was clever from Villa, Chelsea, Newcastle and Everton. They basically made each other 20 million quid each by selling kids that weren't worth it. So effectively, they did that because they needed to get money in by June the 30th. That might happen again. But what people are saying is that because Villa need to do it again, maybe Martinez goes and gives Villa the money they need for the end of the financial year. And on July the 1st, Villa can spend money again. So they might come in for Garnacho. They might come in for Rashford. So if this is going to happen with Martinez, it feels like it would need to happen in the next few days. I don't know where that money comes from, but I 100% would do it if this is the goalkeeper that we want. Now, we're hearing that he actually wants Porto's goalkeeper Costa, but I don't know how viable that is. But I think it's a clever move, and it's behaving like a football club, not a business, to replace Anana now and make him know he's got to go. Anana's not sure about his future. He said that last week. He did an interview and he said, "I don't know. We'll have to wait and see." So he's not sure of his future. United don't want to keep him. And yet you've got this PR piece coming out this week that he's not going because they're probably worried about selling him. I'd replace him and then he'll replace himself. If you replace Anana with Martinez, he'll be gone. He'd be gone by the end of July. So that's the way to do it. Braden says, Goldbridge, you not think Mbeumo will be this week or not? Says Braden. I don't know is the honest answer on that. We can talk about Mbeumo in a minute. Riz says, apparently Monaco are considering Onana, according to L'Équipe. Yeah, I read that this morning. I mean, I don't know whether you can take that source as a decent... Well, you can. It's a French source. But Manchester United's Andre Onana and Chelsea's Petrovic have been considered by Monaco as their goalkeeper pursuit continues. Yeah, look, if he can find a move, he's only going to find a move if we... find him a if we put a replacement in goal for Manchester United. If we can do that, then that makes a massive amount of difference. Interestingly, also Diario Olé, which I think is an Argentinian outlet or a Spanish outlet, Manchester United have made official contact with Aston Villa to find out the terms of a potential deal for Emi Martinez. I'm just going to say this is considerable news. This is considerable news. Very considerable news. As soon as Romano reported it, I was like, there's something going on here. I suppose the big question is, would you take Emi Martinez at Manchester United? In which case, we should do a poll on it. Would you take Martinez at United? Now, for me, I'm going to give you the straight answer here. We are in for him because the people that are reporting it are credible. This is going to have to happen in the next few days because Villa want to cash in before June the 30th. I say do it. You know why I say do it? Because there's three reasons. Reason one, yeah, Costa might be a better goalkeeper, but it's going to take time. Negotiating with Porto is going to take time. If you do this deal with Villa, it's done by the end of the month. You move on to the next thing. So time is really, really, really important to me. Secondly, this is an experienced goalkeeper with the aura attitude that I think he steps into Manchester United and, you know, commands respect, conveys personality and understands the enormity of the job. Thirdly, we're Manchester United, who've just had our worst ever Premier League season, and we cannot be picky. And that sort of fits in with the previous points. We're getting a really good goalkeeper, a World Cup winning goalkeeper who's Premier League proven, who's vastly experienced with huge personality quickly when we've just had our worst ever Premier League season.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm not asking for the finished products. I'm not. I'm asking for steps. I'm asking for steps in the right direction. I'm fed up of trying to go from swimming in shit to winning the Ballon d'Or, stinking of shit. It's just never going to happen. I need a shower. I need good clothes. I need a haircut. You know, I need to practice my speech. I'm tired of going from the sewers to the top of the mountain, and because it never works. We need to do things in steps. And I think getting Emi Martinez in quickly before the end of June and saying we've got a goalkeeper sorted would be a huge... I'd sit here and say, well done Wilcox, well done Amrim, well done Berardi. I'd say that is intelligent because, all right, I agree, maybe Costa might be the better long term, but that deal negotiating with Porto when there's competition will take weeks, and that will take us away from other deals, and we might not get him. And he might not be good in the Premier League. And he might make mistakes in his first year. I need a stable goalkeeper. I tell you what, if I could put David De Gea in goal next season, I'd do it. That's what I want. I just want an experienced head between the goal sticks for the next two seasons to provide stability. What's Harry Maguire here for then? Harry Maguire is not here for the future. Harry Maguire's here to give us a year of experience. You know what you're going to get. In a year, he's gone. I'm happy to have Maguire for the next year. I just want a goalkeeper that can not cost us goals and instill confidence in the fan base, the manager and the back four. And I think that he would do that. So I would do this deal because there are better options, but the efficiency, the experience and what we need, I'd do it. As for the three-game ban, I mean, that's not ideal. First game of the season, Arsenal. It's not ideal. Apparently, it might get rescinded down to one. But is that enough not to go and get a good goalkeeper? But you still need someone to play against Arsenal, I understand. Yeah, definitely. Will says he's 33. You might want to check how old Van der Sar was when he came to Manchester United. That's what I would say about that. Gary Baldy, welcome to the Members Club. And Emily Derry says, Martinez would also give us more time to find a more long-term successor in a better environment goalkeeping-wise. Exactly. Footy King, thanks for being a member for 40 months. Slay Sports News says, I like Martinez. He's cocky and can upset the opposition. And then that's exactly what we need. I've watched Man United all my life. I've seen the goalkeepers that we've had. I've seen the goalkeepers that have succeeded. And I've seen the goalkeepers that have failed. And Emi Martinez, being Premier League proven as well, and the personality that he's got, I would take him at Manchester United. I don't know whether this deal is going to happen, by the way. I'm just saying I would do it. I kind of like how we behave on the market, promising, says Jacob. I got a little sick in my mouth. What about this market do you like, Jacob? We've done one thing. I think we need to pull our finger out our arse, to be honest. Amazing the positivity with United and transfers. We have only confirmed one deal. I'd be positive when we get sales and purchase actually done and not just hyping up the fact that we are linked to players. Patrick, I tell you what, we'll talk about it in a moment. You wouldn't believe the behaviour of some of our fans this morning on X. Like, literally, I'll tell you the story in a minute. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. And I'm very good at seeing both sides. I cannot understand why certain United fans are being abusive, vilely abusive, to fans that are querying what we're actually doing in this transfer window again. Apparently, we should all just be sat there really happy with what United are doing so far. Based on what? Please, please tell me based on what. I mean, it's the 20th of June and we've signed one player. We've sold nobody. They're going to be walking in, smiling, Onana, Rashford, Sancho, Anthony, Garnacho, they're all going to be walking in 2.5 weeks, smiling. And people think it's going to get solved. Come on, wake up and smell the coffee. We've been in this position every year for a decade. Every year for a decade, there is a positive PR piece that comes out to distract you and make you think we're doing well. We need action, not words. Think we need to focus on outfield and Mbeumo and Gyökeres, says Braden. Happy midsummer from Sweden, says Nicholas. Thank you very much for that. On Mbeumo, I'm not going to talk about Mbeumo for very long. Just, I was asked a question there by Super Chat. It will happen. That story that came out from Duncan Castles yesterday, and Terry was talking about it, and God, Terry got a load of shit for talking about it, but it's a story from somebody at one point was quite credible around Manchester United when Jose was here. And he was basically saying that if Spurs offer 70 million, he will go to Spurs. The guy has said he wants Manchester United. It's not about the fee. So it will happen. It's just negotiations. And we're not even that slow on the Mbeumo deal at the moment. It's 3 weeks on Monday since we sort of got the go-ahead. We take 6 weeks sometimes. So it's not good. It's not good, but we do take our time. 40 million for a 33-year-old. No way. 15 to 20 million max. Well, I think this is a great point from Lieutenant General. I haven't even mentioned the price. I would take Emi Martinez, but there's got to be a good price there and it can't be 40 million quid. Come on. Fake fans causing all this were a joke, says MUFC Life. Do you think Emi's ban could be a deciding factor, says Slazy? I think it's got to give us a little bit of a reduction in price. Nitin, welcome to Members Club. Thank you very much. And the announcement we've been waiting for just now on the Man United app, we've extended our partnership with Apollo Tyres for 3 more years.
Oh, Getty. Have that. We're back.
Have that. That's Wilcox. Wonderful Wilcox. Barada Bonanza. Awesome Amarim. Get in. That's the one. We've extended our partnership with a... Here we go. Bomber. We've extended our partnership with Apollo Tyres for 3 more years. That's why people must have been told that. I didn't know that. I take it all back. Oh, this is why people were going mad calling me negative this morning. I didn't know we were going to do that. Oh, we're doing things other clubs can't do. Get in. Apollo Tyres. Alexander Phillips says, that's sarcasm, by the way. I just realised that sometimes sarcasm doesn't travel. We're back. There's people tuning in really confused going, who's Apollo Tyres? Who does he play for? Barada's claim that slow transfers are good is nonsense. At City, deals were done early. He's just covering for the Glazers. 100%, Alexander. Ian says, get Martinez in quickly and move on to the next one. He's a big upgrade and there will be goalkeepers we can replace him long-term with in a few years. Gabriel says, getting a goalkeeper is just as important as a new striker. Exactly. We lost many points just because of Anana. Martinez shot-stopping is much better than Costa, in my opinion. Get him in. And I don't care, Mark. Get this deal done. I'll take Martinez over Anana. I don't trust that guy. Thank you very much, Zane. 85% of you would take Martinez, by the way. Thank you very much. The only thing I would just say before we move on, and look, I haven't seen where Fabrizio said it, so I'm literally going off two quotes. Breaking news, initial contacts have taken place for Emi Martinez. He's ready to say yes to Manchester United. Just in, Manchester United are not desperate to sell Anana and he's still part of the project. Both Fabrizio Romano. I mean, I'm all about the base, no treble. I mean, that really is covering all bases, isn't it? Man United are in talks for Martinez and he's ready to say yes. Man United are not desperate to sell Anana and he's part of the project. I mean, I sometimes just go, what? Is going on? Like, what is going on? Like, that is incredible. We're not having Anana and Martinez. So, you know, what's going on there? But the Martinez stuff does sound true. So we're just going to stick with that and see where it goes. And hopefully we can do a deal for a goalkeeper. Anyway, I want to talk to you about this because this is what's got me into trouble this morning. So I was up early this morning, Gary Neville FC. And I just saw this tweet on UTD exclusive from The Athletic. And it says, since his appointment as director of football, Jason Wilcox has been leading Man United's transfer business and was behind the move to sign Cunha and Mbeumo. He's assisted by Hargreaves and Favell, but the final decision is made between Wilcox, Omar Barada and Ruben Amorim with partial participation from Sir Jim Radcliffe. Okay, so a bit of a statement there. Okay, but it also says that Wilcox arranged for Aidan Heaven to visit Old Trafford for the Rangers game in January after learning of the player's meeting with Frankfurt officials. Despite higher financial offers from Chelsea and Newcastle and interest from Barcelona and Marseille, the deal was clinched by Wilcox, convincing Heaven that United was the ideal environment for his development under a coach who suited his style and at a club renowned for developing talent. So, look, a positive piece on Jason Wilcox on how he got Heaven to come and how he's behind Cunha and Mbeumo. Positive PR piece, I would say cynically released at a time where fans are getting frustrated and we need a little bit of positivity to distract us. Exactly the sort of thing I've seen over the years from Woodward, Murtagh Madness. It happens every June. Fans get frustrated. United put it out there that they're doing a good job. So I said, as much as some of those things are positive, Cunha, we've not bought Mbeumo yet, and Aidan Heaven was a good signing, he was also the guy behind trying to sign Liam Delap, which I don't think was a good idea. He was also the guy that missed out on Kenda, which I don't think was a good idea. And he was also the guy that ignored the January transfer window, got rid of 3 forwards and left us light there. So it's amazing how positive PR can swallow up the reality. What I'm saying is we need to be balanced. 100% there are positives, but it's this projection that everything's okay when we've just had our worst ever Premier League season and we're in a bloody mess. I don't need positivity. I need reality. To which I had people calling me a parasite. I had people calling me a C-U-N-T. I had people saying, you're the biggest problem at the football club. We can always rely on you to be negative every day, every week. You'd think a former player and Premier League winner would know what he's doing. More Mark Ineos bashing. So, look, there's a lot of people agreeing with what I said. But what surprises me is that people see a very... It should almost be sponsored by Man United. It's a sponsored post via The Athletic. It's basically, Wilcox is doing a great job. Look at Wilcox. He's doing a great job with Berarda. That's what that piece is all about. And all I'm saying is, he's signed Cunha. That's it. That's what that article is all about. He's signed Cunha. He's missed out on Delap. He's missed out on Kenda. And he didn't do anything in the January transfer market. We've got no prospect of selling anybody yet. It's June the 20th, and we don't know what striker we're going to get. So all I'm doing is opposing. All I'm doing is giving the reality. But giving the reality at the moment, actually, apparently, if you want to give that reality, you're the worst thing about the football club. I'm just going to say, in the nicest possible way, if you read my tweet this morning, basically giving a balanced opinion on Wilcox and Man United's recruitment, and you think I'm a parasite, or people who think like that are the problem with the football club, I'm just going to project it back on you and say, who's the biggest problem at the football club? The fans who aren't happy with how the football club's being run and demanding efficiency and speed, or the people who've swallowed this shit for a decade, get a PR piece from The Athletic and not one out, pretending that everything's okay. Worst ever Premier League season. Lose to Spurs in the final. Embarrassed every single week. Players choosing other clubs over us. But apparently, it's wonderful Wilcox and everything's great. Well, I'm sorry. There's not one part of me that regrets calling out that as PR and saying there's a balance. Cunha's a good signing. Mbeumo's a good signing. I'm sure we will make other good signings as well. But where's the sales again? And we've also made some shocking mistakes already in this transfer window and in January. It's called accountability. And the mistake, I would say the biggest people who are the biggest problem in our fan base are the people who keep glazing and polishing a turd because they don't have the capacity to call out issues within the football club. Now, if you're happy with what's going on, I'm happy for you. But there's a reality. We've never been this bad. And it's almost like the season's ended and people have forgotten what's coming in August, September, October to a TV screen near you. Humiliation, embarrassment and battering is coming very, very quickly because we've only got Cunha. It's the same shit from last season with Cunha. We need about 5 or 6 players in. We need 5 or 6 players out. It's June the 20th, and the only deal we're working on is Mbeumo. I would describe this week as a waste of time. We may as well have written off this week as a football club. Nothing has happened. We are today where we were a week ago. Mbeumo, here we go. Fuck knows. Who's the striker? Who's getting sold? We have wasted a week. In fact, the only thing we've had is the CEO saying it's good for the club to take time on transfers, which it isn't. It clearly isn't. Who have we got in our first 5 games? Man City, Chelsea and Arsenal. All in August. August to mid-September. Pre-season starts in 2.5 weeks. We've done one thing. And we knew Cunha was coming at the before the season even ended. So, nothing has happened in a week. Nothing. No sales. We're not closer to any other deal. We're not working on another deal. Maybe Martinez today. Maybe that's a positive step forward. But nothing's happening with the striker. Nothing is happening with sales. In fact, when you look at the week, we're in a worse position than we were a week ago. And Mbeumo's still not signed. We've had a shit start to the season handed to us, which means we've got to get deals done quickly. We've got no idea who the striker's going to be, and Rashford can't go to Barcelona. So it's not been a great week, has it? But apparently, we get a PR hit from The Athletic and we're meant to all be going, oh, wow, everything's great. I'm sorry, it's not. I'm looking at Man City. They've done 90% of their transfer business a week ago. I'm looking at Liverpool. They've done about 75% of their transfer business already. We're not Liverpool. We're not Man City. We're a lot worse. We should be doing deals quicker than them. So, look, it will get better. It will get better. I'm not sitting here saying we're not going to sign Gyökeres, we're not going to sign Martinez, we're not going to sign Mbeumo, we're not going to sign, you know, players. I'm sure we will do. But I'm not going to sit here and say we're going to sell players because I've failed to see how that's going to happen. It's never bloody happened properly. And I'm not going to sit here and say it's all going to get done before the start of the season. I am not saying that Bernarda and Wilcox and Favel and Amrin won't have a good summer. What I'm saying is I'm worried, based on previous years, that we're not going to be able to sell players, that we're not going to buy before we've sold players, that it's going to drift into August, we're going to have a bad start to the season, we won't have a proper pre-season, and it will be a very, very similar season to every season we've seen. There are three very simple principles that this football club should be following, and it's not business orientated. The pre-season is absolutely pivotal to our success next year. So you need the players that you want out and the players that you want in. You've got to be ready for the first game of the season. To do that, you've got to be quick and efficient on your transfers. And if we don't do those two things, then Amrin's going to be under pressure from day one and bad results will come. Pre-season and transfers in an efficient and, you know, proper way are essential. And we just don't ever seem to get it.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
I don't know what it is about this new ownership and best-in-class team of Bernarda and Wilcox and Favel and Blanc and Brailsford and Sir Jim. They're just basically the Glazers under a different name. There is nothing I can see at the moment that's any different to a Glazer ownership. And this is where it gets technical, because the Glazers bought Di Maria. The Glazers bought Pogba. The Glazers bought Bruno. The Glazers bought Sancho. The Glazers bought Casemiro. The Glazers bought Anthony. So don't sit there and say Cunha and Mbeumo, they're good signings. We've done this. This is not new. This is what I mean when I read that Athletic piece and they're talking about Cunha. Oh, Wilcox is behind Cunha and Mbeumo. But Murta was behind Casemiro and Anthony and Martinez. We didn't have a director of football, but Woodward was behind Pogba. Like, Wilcox isn't doing anything that's not been done before. We do buy players like this. Applaud, yes. But this is not the issue. And I think Man United don't even understand the issue. Oh, is that The Athletic? Can you put a piece on about how good we're doing just to keep the fans at bay? Bit of positivity. Yeah, happy to. Yeah, yeah. Wilcox is doing really good. But it's no different to previous years. It's not. We're not moaning about the quality of players. Cunha's a good signing. And Mbeumo's a good signing. Pogba was a good signing. Sancho at the time felt like a good signing. It's not that. They don't understand this fan base. They think we're moaning because we just want big names or we just want transfers. It's not that. Football fans are really intelligent. We're looking at clubs like Liverpool and Man City and going, it's not actually about the players. It's about how quick you get them in. Arne Slot's going to have all his players ready for the first day of pre-season. Amrin's going to need a bloody miracle to have 50% of his signings here for the first day of the season. This is where the club fail. They just think if we buy players by August the 31st, everyone else can piss off. But it's not that. It's not impressive that Wilcox has bought Cunha. It's not impressive that he's trying to get Jokeres or a goalkeeper. It's impressive if he gets them in before pre-season. It's impressive if we've got a team to go against Arsenal. That's the difference. That's what we're looking at. Some of our fans don't even realise it. They go, it's only the June the 20th. Stop moaning. The transfer window doesn't close till August the 31st. And you feel like going, let's go through, let's have a walk through history. How many points have we dropped in the first five games over the last decade because we didn't get signings in for the first game of the season? How many seasons have we started with three or four of our new signings not ready to play or not match fit? And the answer is a lot. It's a lot. And all we asked for this season, because we know it's important, is that this manager, with his very distinctive system, gets a pre-season with the players he wants and the players he doesn't want gone. And that's, we're running out of time on that. We're running out of time on that, big time. Jason says, you call everyone out at Man United apart from Rasmus. What is, Jason, you've just wasted a fiver. What are you talking about? All right, Jason's given a £5 super chat. Let's talk about Rasmus. Probably going to leave. If he is going to leave, we need two strikers. He had a crap season, and ultimately it's up to Amorim what happens. There you go, Jason. Can we get back to proper conversation? Mark, wouldn't Mateta be better if it means we get a goalkeeper and Mateta is Premier League proven? United star, if it's Ekitike and no goalkeeper or Mateta and a goalkeeper, I've said to you before, 100%, I'm with you. Tony Martial says it still baffles me how we didn't sell Bruno. We are still talking about sell to buy. I don't like talking about Bruno because he's our captain, he's staying, and we've got to get behind him, in my opinion. But I can't ignore that conversation's going to keep happening, and I can't say we can't talk about it because that's not fair. That's not a community. Man United and Ruben Amorim made a very big call that Bruno was not for sale under any circumstances unless he wanted to go. Personally, as the CEO or the owner, I'd have said, I want to sell him. I want to use that money to buy three or four players. But they didn't want to do it. So they're going to have to live on that decision. And the great thing about that decision, actually, is that the great thing about that decision is if it goes wrong, there's nowhere to hide for the club or Amorim. And that's all I ask. I think I like the big decisions. And if you get them right, you get the praise. If you get them wrong, you get the criticism. And that's all we should ask. Ryan says, preach, Mark. Why do they not know what we all know? It's all, you know what it is, Brian? I think Jason Wilcox is 100% a football person. And I think 100% he knows what I've just said is right and what you've just said is right. If you could have a chat with Jason Wilcox and say, look, mate, you need all these players in for pre-season and you need to get all the shit out, he'd sit there and go, I know, I've played the game, 100%. That manager needs his players in and he needs all the shit out. I know that. I know that. But I'm not the CEO and I'm not the Glazers and I'm not Sir Jim. And when I'm saying that to them, they're saying, no, we can save a bit of money here and that's more important. And I look, Wilcox, I don't sympathise with him. He's took the job. He knows what Man United are. But as a football person, he's, you know, he played for Blackburn Rovers and won the league. Shit house, actually. I forgot, 95. Played for Leeds, you know, good Leeds side as well. He's, you know, he's played at a decent level of football. He's a football person. He's not been to bloody business college. He knows we need those players in and he knows we need those players out. But his hands are tied in a sense because he just has to bow down to what his bosses say. And his bosses are like, we will get these players in, but they won't be in for pre-season because we're going to save ourselves a bit of money. What do you do about that? Thank you, Alan. Hope you're doing well. Only read journalist pieces on X, not replies, says MMA Takedown. People really need to accept that we're awful, says Mikhail. They also need to stop backing the prats that put the club in this crap situation, says Mikhail. Look, I believe we can have a good summer transfer window. I believe we can have a good season. I'm not one of the people that are saying Amorim's going to fail. I think we can succeed. But in all success, there is conflict. In all success, there are standards. Very few things end up being successful by everybody going, that's great, that's great, that's great, that's great. You've got to find the problems in things to make it better. And just a reminder, we've had this for 10 years. Every June, we've had this for 10 years. And every season for 10 years, we've underperformed. All right, we might have won the odd trophy here, but in the league, we've been shit basically every year for 10 years, apart from the COVID year. So we keep making the same mistakes. As I said, Wilcox could be Murta. Sir Jim may as well be a Glazer. Berarda may as well be Arnold or Woodward. I don't see any difference at the moment. I don't. I think we're doing similar things slowly. We need to be quicker. I want to see different things. If Liverpool and Man City can do it, we should be doing it. We should be more efficient. We should be quicker. And we're making the same mistakes again. But overarching that is our worst ever Premier League season, an absolute embarrassment of a loss to Spurs, huge redundancies and sackings, a stadium that's going to get knocked down, ticket prices that are going up, and all our rivals getting better. So all I'm saying is the transfer window can make you forget, but we shouldn't forget. This is not a time for PR pieces about how well we're doing. Even Berarda's interview felt like there was no acknowledgement of just how shit he has done in his first 12 months. It was almost like sat there going, hey, you know what? I don't know why. I'm really optimistic. We could win the league in 3 years. And you're sort of like, mate, you're doing shit at your job. Stop talking about the Christmas party. It's June. Do some fucking work now, not about 3 years' time. We need action now. And we're slow again. And actually, I hope this Martinez thing's happens because it would give us a big boost before the end of the month. But we need to get moving on sales as well. I feel like this week is expected and it's not the end of the world. The middle of June can be slow. People are on holiday, etc. But the middle of June becomes the start of July very quickly. And when you're in the start of July, forget it. It's a problem. It's a problem. Julio says, I'm sick of all these positive stories. Do your job and sign better players. Classic spin. Kunya Mbeumo, Bruno, Ahmad, Xerxes, Rasmus, enough. No, Rajaf, we need a striker. Paul Shannon says, Martinez suspended the first few games. And S. Morg says, does the Apollo tyre deal mean we can inflate the transfer budget? Lovely stuff, lovely stuff. Andre Smith says, we just need to back the manager. I believe in the manager. He's good for the club. He needs time. And I really wanted the signings for pre-season. Andre, you know, backing the manager. I mean, look, you know, that there are every football club is different. Every scenario is different. I think when you're going from Jose Mourinho to Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, there's not a massive amount of difference in the way that they play. It's a back four, it's counter-attacking, it's defensive. There's not a massive amount of difference, if I'm being completely honest. But when you look at going from Erik ten Hag to Ruben Amorim, I mean, bloody hell. It's like living in Swansea to living in LA. It's just a complete and utter culture shock. This is a massive amount. This is a huge difference. And the preseason is so important. And I do think sometimes people over egg the pudding of a preseason, but it is so important. And I probably didn't understand this 5 years ago, but through speaking to people like when I used to do the football fill-in with people like Watto and Ben Foster and other ex-players, preseason is so important on so many levels. Once the season starts, you don't really get time to work on tactics. Even if you're not playing in Europe, you don't really get that much time. It's you're working game to game. You're more looking at your opposition, how they play, you know, who's fit, this, that, and the other. What pre-season is predominantly everybody's fit. There is no pressure. And it's basically a month of working on systems for you, not thinking about, oh, we're playing Chelsea or we're playing Brentford. It's a month of intense collective focus that you don't get for another year. And we've got a manager that has a system that these players don't understand. So it's so important to get that time. But if you get that time and you're working with players that aren't part of your plan, and then towards the end of that time or after that time, hi, I'm your new striker. hi, I'm your new number 10. Hi, I'm your new goalkeeper. You've just got an excuse straight away. He didn't come in for pre-season. That's why he's struggling. And we know this. We absolutely know this. And this is what, you know, the contradiction is there. The club, even Berarda said a few days ago, we've suffered last season to learn what's needed next season. I agree. We suffered a little bit too much, but we did suffer to learn. When's he going to teach if you don't give him the solutions from the suffering? He can't teach them if they're not there. And he can't teach them if he's still got the shit from last year. So practice what you preach, mate. He needs these players for pre-season. And if you don't deliver them, the excuse is there. Alex Crook saying Gyökeres likely to go to Arsenal. What? And? I mean, I'm sorry, it's not Fabrizio Romano, it's not David Ornstein, is it? So, not for me. United are a club with a stronger sense of history. Let's allow history to repeat itself. Fergie had a terrible start and look what happened. Van der Sar was 33 and look what happened, says BT. Fade says, no one talks about it, but Bruno in the midfield will be a double-edged sword. One, I think it will cost us points more than it gains us. Let's see, though. I like Bruno being a DLP, isn't what I like, says Fade. Thank you very much. Can you give Ian a shout-out for his new grandson, says Rob, always United. Thank you very much. Marlow FC says, why are we not talking more about the fact that United are in the green zone for PSR? The Sir Jim lie telling us that we would be broke by Christmas without sacking half the workforce, says Marlow. Mate, I mean, look, you're talking about proper journalism there, aren't you? And people don't seem to want to do that. All I see now is, can you write a positive piece about Man United, please, and we'll give you an interview. We don't get proper journalism anymore. You know, the CEO, the partial owner of the football club says we would have been broke at Christmas. And anyone you talk to says he's talking out his arse. But it doesn't get scrutinised. Look, to be honest with you, I'm not that interested. I know that sounds really weak, but I'm not that interested because we don't get the truth. We don't get proper journalism anymore. I think just keep it simple. We need these players in for pre-season. Where are they and where are the sales? I mean, at the end of the day, we support Manchester United because of what they do on the pitch. Start sorting that out. As for the ownership, we've messed that up. Nothing's changing there. I mean, we're at our... They've raised ticket prices. They're knocking Old Trafford down. They've sacked half the workforce. It's our worst ever Premier League season. We've cut money to charities. We're in massive debt. The club's never been in a position as bad as this in most of our lifetimes. And yet nothing is happening about anything in relation to removing the Glazers, protests. We've seen protests. But you know what I mean? There's no movement to make any change. The Glazers can do what they like. I just hope they do something good. Bram's just gifted a membership. Thank you very much. Blink says, you said we would only sell Bruno if he wanted to go. Why do we keep giving players power? It shouldn't be up to Bruno. It should be an Amorim decision. Well, it was an Amorim decision, Blink. He didn't want to sell him. So at the end of the day, that I've got to say that wasn't a club, an Amorim decision. They didn't want to sell him. If he had said he wanted to go, then they would have probably let him go. But they didn't want to sell him. Fade says, oh, I can't read a story from The Sun, mate. I can't trust The Sun. Trina says, hi, Mark. Saw reports that we put another bid in for Mbeumo. Is this true? Also, do you think we definitely get a striker or is there a chance Rasmus starts again? We need a striker. We shouldn't be debating about Xerxes or Rasmus. We need a striker. If we go into next season without a new striker, then we failed. But it's nothing to do with last season. We needed another striker when we signed Rasmus. We've had Rasmus on his own for 2 years. Martial did nothing in the first year. And Xerxes is not a striker. So we need a striker. We've needed an experienced striker since Ronaldo left. I never saw Rasmus as a replacement. He was a young striker who always needed a senior striker. We need a striker. It's not even about can we get by. We do. Patrick Lynch says they hyped up Ashworth last summer only to sack him 3 months later. We aren't negotiating better than we have before. We'll just end up paying what selling clubs want and undersell our outgoings. Well, this is the thing, Patrick. I'm not saying that Berarda and co aren't doing a good job. I'm just saying they're doing the similar job to what we've seen before. It's not nothing new. It's not sensational. They're trying to pretend it's something new. It's not nothing new. We bought Pogba. You know, we've made these types of signings for years. What would be new to me is speed and volume before the middle of July. Players, like what Liverpool have done, players in that you want quickly. What this shows to me is that we're either really bad at negotiating or we're not getting the players in that we wanted, because Liverpool have shown how quick you can get deals done. Wirtz, Kerkez and Frimpong are basically done. I know Kerkez hasn't been announced yet, but it is going to happen. We need to be better. We need to be a lot better. And the funny thing is with Liverpool as well, watch what they'll do with their sales. They'll make good money on their sales. Like Kwanzaa's going to Leverkusen, isn't he? I mean, I back Ten Hag. Look at what he's doing, putting money in fucking Liverpool's pocket. What about buying some of the shit you bought us? You know? Kwanzaa's going to Liverpool. He's gonna go and give Liverpool what, 20, 30 million quid? What about buying some of the shite that you bought for us? Got no interest, has he? No, I don't want Onana. I don't want that. Apparently he would like Garnacho, but probably wants him on loan. Do you think anything will happen today? Well, the pause says everything, doesn't it? I don't know. I'm not massively stressed or angry or worried. I think we will get business done. What's annoying me is how quick we'll do it. And what's really annoyed me this week is what Berada said about it's good for the club to take our time on transfers, because it's not. That's not good for the football club. It might be good for the business. It's not good for the football club. We need these players in. And I'm starting to wonder how many of them are going to be there for pre-season. I think Mbeumo and Cunha will be. Hopefully there's something in Martinez, and maybe we get a striker. And then you've got, I'll be happy with that. Mbeumo, Cunha, striker and goalkeeper for pre-season. I'll sit here and say, that's fine. All right, there might be one or two that are still going to come in, but I would be happy with that on an incomings point of view. But if I see Rashford, Sancho, Garnacho, Antony on the plane to the US, I'll go, what the fuck's this? What are we doing this for? Why are we bringing them into that squad when they're not part of the plan? So things can move quickly, but they need to move quickly. It's not the end of the world. Like, there is still 3 weeks to get this sorted, but 3 weeks is not long traditionally. And that will be change. If this was last year or the year before or the year before, I'd say there's no chance that we're going to get those players in for pre-season and get some players out. But there's your opportunity if you're Jason Wilcox or Omar Berada. You've got 3 weeks to get goalkeeper, striker and Mbeumo in and get three or four players out. You do that, that's something new. You do that, let's get the PR pieces out. That's what I'm asking for. That's what we're all asking for. Let's not forget Amorim has had three quarters of a season, but he hasn't had a pre-season and he hasn't had a transfer window, mate. Outfield should be our main focus, says Braden. I still believe we get Gyökeres. What about you, says Kenzo? Well, the funny thing is, if we get Gyökeres and we sell Onana, it's what we were always saying. So I still think it can happen yet. United are a club with a stronger sense of history. Let's allow history to repeat itself. That was BT Rad. Okay, we are back at 2 o'clock unless something happens before. I've got the Friday night show tonight, but I can't remember what time it is. Just before I go, 85% of you said that you would take Martinez, which is, I agree. Let's see. Hopefully something happens with that. I sense something's happening with that. I know we've had a bad week and we're all feeling a bit pissed off and toxic. I get that completely. But let me leave you with this. That story about Martinez has got something in it. You can tell. The fact that Romano's, there's something in that. It's not just a story about Xavi Simons or whatever. There's something in that. Let's see where that goes in the next few days, because I'd be very happy with it. Thanks everyone for watching. Make sure you smash a like and subscribe. Get your comments in if you're not watching live. Fantastic show this morning. A bit of real conversation, which I think is always important. As I say, there's a balance to this. They can have a good summer, but let's not pretend we're having a good summer. There's still a lot of work to do. We've got to be a football club, not a business. Also, big favour. I've dropped the link in the live chat. I'll put it in the video description as well. I've got a new Instagram page called Goldbridge Hot Takes. I've got a really good one I've just dropped this morning about Gyökeres. I'd love to get your opinions on it. Click the link in the live chat. It's only a little video. I think it's a really interesting thing and I don't think it's very fair. So click the link, give it a watch, leave a comment, give us a follow if you're on Instagram. But I'd love to get your comments on that. Thanks everyone for watching. Speak to you in a bit.